Now let's break down these reasons why self-care is important. Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. Balance and motor skills can be improved. Research shows that active meditation can improve motor skills. These skills can be learned through activities such as yoga, walking, and cutting vegetables. This study was published in Current Behavioral Neuroscience Reports. The lower back is home to the psoas muscles, which connect the lower body to the upper body. It stabilizes the spine and pelvis and helps flex your hips. If you sit for long periods of time, your psoas can become weak and tight. This can lead to back pain. The lower back houses the psoas muscles that connect the lower and upper body. It stabilizes the spine and pelvis and helps to flex your hips. When the psoas becomes cramped or weakened from sitting for long periods of time, it can cause back pain. Reduce chronic inflammation. According to the same study published in BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine, pranayama can have long-term benefits for inflammation. Your immune system releases proteins known as cytokines when you have an infection. These proteins signal to your cells that it is time to fight the invader. Chronic inflammation can lead to increased cytokine levels, which in turn cause tissue damage. It is said that yoga breathing reduces the amount of cytokines in the saliva. One theory is that yogic breathing produces high molecular weight proteins, such as mucin, that act like sponges, absorbing excess cytokines, so they are not freely available to do their damage, he says, adding that these sponges could still release cytokines if needed to fight infection. Increase your self-control. A review of 13 meditation studies published in Current Behavioral Neuroscience in 2016 found the following. Active meditations such as Kundalini Yoga or Curtain Kriya, or other moving meditations that use chanting, breath work, and postures, have a positive effect on brain regions involved in executive function and self-control. It seems that daily practice is more important than time spent. That is, meditating for at least 3 hours a day will produce results. A Kundalini water meditation can help you to better control your emotions. In this practice, you need to focus your attention on your breath and the movement of the water in your body. This practice can calm the mind and help you to be present in the moment. Kundalini water meditation is a way to control your emotions. It teaches you to focus on your breathing and the movement of the water in your body. This will calm your mind and help you to be present in the moment. Strengthening immunity. Researchers at the Medical University of South Carolina believe that pranayama, or yogic breathing, can boost immunity to colds and flu. A small study published in BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine in 2016 found that 20 healthy adults either did 2 10-minute yogic breathing exercises or read for 20 minutes. The first group of adults closed their eyes and breathed in through both nostrils. Then they exhaled slowly and counted their breaths. The second group did Thirumulla pranayama. The participants held their breath 8 times and inhaled twice. They also did alternate breathing. Improve your social and language skills. In Current Behavioral Neuroscience Reports, a 2016 study found that meditation can improve the ability to speak in public by activating brain regions involved in language. These areas include the superior temporal lobe and the precentral gyrus. The brain scans from the studies show that there are improvements in communication, language, social engagement, and understanding. You can change your reality by paying attention to what you say. It is possible to change your reality by paying attention to what you say. Lower your blood pressure. According to preliminary research, yoga practitioners may have lower blood pressure. In 2017, 3 different medical journals published meta-analyses showing that yoga and meditation lower systolic blood pressure. Researchers believe this lowering is due to how our bodies cope with and recover from stressors. Summary. Many people do not know what self-care really means. Self-care does not mean just taking care of yourself or going to the doctor when you feel unwell. Self-care means changing your lifestyle so that you can make time for your health and well-being. This is a lifestyle change that will help you in the long run. You can improve your mental and physical health by taking good care of yourself. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com. www.selfcare.com and discover the 6 major reasons why you should practice self-care. Just click the link below the video.